Turning your attention now to an issue that was raised in the Irish Times yesterday evening, that Kerry TD Michael Healy-Rae has included a contract for supply of accommodation to Ukrainian refugees in his returns to the Oireachtas Register of Members' Interest for 2022. Deputy Healy-Rae has declared 17 apartments and houses for letting through Rookley Properties Limited, of which he's a director. All but one of the properties are in County Kerry. He's also declared a bed and breakfast guest house at Oak Park Tralee, County Kerry, among his property interests, and the Register of Members' Interest for 2022 was published this week. That's all 160 TDs we have to put down what they own, their occupations, their shares, directorships, land and property, gifts, travel facilities and contracts as well. And under the contract section, Deputy Healy-Rae has disclosed at his property company has a contract for supply of accommodation with the Department of Integration. In a note, he states it's for the supply of accommodation to Ukrainians. And Deputy Healy-Rae is with me on the line. Deputy Ray, good morning to you.
Good morning to you and your listeners.
Can I ask you, first of all, I suppose, when all this came about and how it all happened that you had the B&B and you decided to go on the road of looking for a state contract to supply accommodation for some of the refugees coming into the country from Ukraine?
Well, I suppose, first of all, I'll start at the beginning. As you well know, and I always declare it when I'm speaking in the Dáil, as I was yesterday, on housing issues and the housing crisis that we have at present and the accommodation crisis, which is more acute now than ever before. I've been involved in what I would call the provision of accommodation since I was 19. There are two things I've been involved in all of my life, and that is machinery, plantire, and being a digger driver, and also the accommodation. And I did my first house. I did up an old farmhouse when I was 19, and that was how I started that, and I'm at it since. And yes, today we're a year on to the Ukraine war, and when the call went out that if people had accommodation for families and people coming from the Ukraine, I offered a number of accommodation opportunities. And I have moms, dads and children. I have people from the Ukraine. I don't have any of the other people seeking asylum or seeking economic asylum or refuge, just Ukrainians. But also, Jerry, I provide accommodation to doctors, nurses. You're there from the college today. I've student accommodation, and I've been doing that for many years. But also the predominantly people who are on the council housing list in homes where hopefully they might be for a few years until they get their own accommodation. So that is something that I've been at all my life. I declared it on the register because you're obliged, as you know, to declare it. It was something different on my register this year because obviously the war has sadly been going on for just this last year. And this was the first opportunity to officially declare it. But as you know, like I did yesterday and like I do every day, when I'm standing up and debating housing or issues like that, I always state on the record that I have what I would call an insight into this problem and the fact that we have such a housing crisis because, number one, as a politician, but number two, as a person who provides accommodation to all categories of people seeking accommodation, be it long or short term.
Yeah. Sure. So you offered more than one accommodation solution in this area. You have one contract with the state at the moment for the property in Oak Park, but you're saying, did you offer a number of accommodation opportunities to the government to take you up?
But of course I do. I do student accommodation. And an awful lot of the people that I would be accommodating in houses, they would be people who are on the housing list. You often hear of people who don't take HAP. Well, I obviously do, and I have been doing so for years and years, and RAS before that, because RAS was the housing assistance support that was there for people.
Sure.
And so I'm involved in all different...
No, I know, I'm just to clarify, you've won accommodation at the moment in Oak Park, which is a state contract for providing accommodation for Ukrainian refugees, but you offered more than one,
yes.
Is that right?
But no, I haven't... Yeah, what I have, Jerry, is I have families. I have moms, dads, children that are going to school, and like everything, there's one thing that I'd like to highlight in this, because I believe this was reported, that it said that I raised concerns and queries about having a cap on people coming into the country. And in other words,
yes.
Had I a conflict in saying that? And I'd like to address that if we give me the opportunity. My concern is that whether it's from the Ukraine, whether it's the other people seeking economic asylum here, I'm really fearful. Providing accommodation, I know that inside and out because I've been at it for so long. But accommodation is one aspect of housing a person. You also have to have health care for those people. You have to have education for them. And the question that I raised then, and I'll raise it now, and I'll raise it in the future, is how good an idea is it for us to have an open door policy? That, in other words, we never question the amount of people coming, because I believe that we are really bursting at the seams at present. Like every day I do my clinics, it's young couples, people who are here, who are on the housing list for 8, 12, 14 years in Killarney, for example, and they can't get a home. What are we going to do about addressing that?
It's a fair point. It's a fair point. Yes. I understand what you're saying.
It's not being a racist when I say that. I'm just using common sense and questioning how sensible a political policy is it that we are saying, well, we brought in 75,000 last year, and I heard some minister the other day saying, well, it's going to be 40,000 this year. And I'd ask this question, and I'd ask the listeners, where are we going to put everybody? Because we can't take care of the people on Kerry County Council's housing list. We have 170 voids in Kerry at present, council properties. I've asked the council over and over again, and the government to provide the money to the council, to put those voids back into use and to build more local housing.
I understand that point. Yeah, I understand the wider point. And that's what you said, and that's what you're talking about. You were talking last May, you were saying in the Dáil, you said we won't be able to do everything for everyone. Playing our part, doing what's right and helping as many people as we can is, of course, of paramount importance. But to do that and do it properly, I think we have to look at where we say stop. Will it be 30,000, 35,000, 50, 100? That's what you said. The question, I suppose, is should you have declared before making that statement in the Dáil that you had a contract for the provision of accommodation for Ukrainians specifically while you were talking about it, rather than just saying, I'm a landlord, I have an interest? Should you have not said, look, just to let you know, before I talk about this, I actually have a state contract?
Well, the date that you have there now, I actually don't think I had a contract at that stage, because I was expressing a concern about this before we actually had
But that wasn't the only time you talked about it last year. You would have afterwards. You would have had the same view, Jerry, after you had the state contract, is my point, I suppose.
Jerry, I'm very sorry, but that point is not a good point, because every time I stand up talking about accommodation, I declare an interest in accommodation. And the one thing that I'd say to you about having a conflict, where I would consider anybody could say, oh, he has a conflict, is if I was standing up and saying, we should have an open door policy, and if I was like other politicians, and if I was saying, we should never question this, we should just continue to bring in as many people as possible. But I'm not saying that.
That would have been more of a conflict if you hadn't disclosed it, and you were encouraging more to come in and say we need to open our doors totally.
Exactly. And I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is we should exercise common sense. We should look at the amount of people we have to house ourselves. We have to take care of those people. Imagine if you were on the list for 3 years and you were waiting. Surely be to God.
Frustrating. Look, I'm conscious of the time we have. I need to ask a few more questions, Deputy Healy, if you'll allow me. What would you say to a constituent who is on a housing list for 10 years, who is waiting for accommodation, who is frustrated, who feels that the government are getting it badly wrong in terms of it? They hear you on your feet in the Dáil saying, we have to limit it, we have to be concerned, we have to do it right, we can't let too many people in. And at the same time, you're accommodating and benefiting, profiting off Ukrainian refugees. What do you say to that constituent who says, hold on a second, you're speaking out of both sides of your mouth here.
No,
you're earning money out of the problem that's causing for me, in my view.
Absolutely not, because where I can provide accommodation to people who are on the housing list, I do so. Everybody knows that. And like I say, predominantly, it would be houses that I would have rented to HAP tenants, and I do that business. I don't do that, if you know what I mean. That's one answer to it. And the other answer is, where a person, the call went out from IPAS for people who operate and have planning permission for guest houses and all that sort of thing, and I do that. A guest house is not a place for people that are looking to move into a house for 5 or 3 or 4 or 10 years.
So, it could be used for emergency accommodation for those who don't have a property.
Exactly. But I do that. And I do provide accommodation for that. And even, like, as late as...
No, but that's the point I'm making. What do you say to someone who's in that situation, who sees all that's being provided for Ukrainian refugees and says, hold on a second now, I don't have a house, I don't have a place to stay, I'm stuck in emergency accommodation, and here you are advocating my view on the Dáil, that I feel there should be a limit, and the pressure on GPs and dentists and people who feel that we're doing too much, and they say to you, hold on a second, how can you say that in the Dáil as my TD, reflecting my concerns, but at the same time to be profiting from it on the other side? What would you say to that constituent is my question, I guess.
Gerry, if I go back over my lifetime of providing accommodation, and if I started to think of the families and the amount of people that I have put into houses and who have been very good people for a period of time until they got local authority housing, I certainly would say that I'm playing my part when it comes to providing accommodation, because it's a thing that I do. And like I say, if it's students, if it's people on HAP, if it's moms and dads who are on the housing list here, and I'm able to provide accommodation, I do that. If I have a guest house, and if that is used in part for Ukrainians, there is nothing wrong with that, Jerry. Are you insinuating that there's something wrong with a person housing Ukrainians?
No, I'm not insinuating anything's wrong. It's a need for that the government called for. You're fulfilling a need. But my question is, how would you feel about a constituent who would have that particular view? Look, I think you've answered the question from that point of view. Can I ask
have you entered
into any new contracts in 2023? You mentioned earlier that you'd made more than one offer last year. Have you any new contracts entered into this year? Or are you planning to enter new accommodation for new contracts for Ukrainian refugees?
I suppose the answer to that is, when you have properties, what you do is, if you have something that's suitable for one sector, that goes to that sector, and if you have something that's suitable to another sector, that goes to another sector. So I can't say to you what property uses will be used during 2023. All I can say to you is, you deal with everything as it happens and as it comes.
Would you be open? Like, I'm just asking you, are you in negotiations, or are you open to letting more of your property to state contracts for Ukrainian refugees?
Well, it's coming back to what I said to earlier on about availability. Jerry, there is only so much availability, and that is why I see the big problem in the future. We can only cater for so many, and what I will say,
I understand, but that doesn't answer my question, Michael. I'm just asking you a simple question. Have you other properties, or are you talking to the state right now about leasing other properties for Ukrainian refugees?
You can't lease or rent what you don't have. And my accommodations right now are full. And I can't say to you or predict.
Okay.
Do you know if people that are with me at present, if they move on or if something happens, how do I know what will happen during the year? That's like asking me where my digger will be working next week. How do I know? It all depends on what way of work comes.
Fair point.
So, I mean, that, to be honest with you, it's a very high...
Sure.
But, Jerry, if you're going to finish with me, Jerry, can I answer one other question, though, if you'll allow me? Because I just heard it before I came on. And
yes,
that was about... A person said, ask Michael Healy a question. And I'd like it if you would give me the answer, the opportunity to answer the question he asked. And that was about raising the issue of a person in Kerry not being able to go to a dentist. That is an issue of great concern to me. I've raised it in the Dáil. The government came along and they gave a contract to our dentist, our very hard-working dentist, which wasn't good enough. And the dentist in Kerry, they're not able to or can't cater for people from Kerry at present. This has been going on for the last 2 or 3 years. It's a ridiculous situation. It's wrong. And just in case that person thinks that I haven't been arguing and raising it in the Dáil, and I thought I had a solution. And unfortunately, the solution wasn't good enough. And believe me now, I'm not changing the subject. If you want to come back now and ask me any other question, you're more than welcome. But I just wanted to answer that.
No, I understand. I understand that point. We are short of time. One final question. Would you be open, or does it matter? Does it make a difference? Let's say international protection applicants or asylum seekers, would you provide accommodation for them, or would your view only be that any accommodation you have now in the future will go to Ukrainian refugees?
I wish to be very clear on that. The only people that I entered into any agreement about taking those people was Ukrainians. They're fleeing a war-torn country. I have great concerns myself, and I have to use it. And again, it's not being racist, But when I hear of people coming into the country who had a passport when they got on a plane and didn't have a passport when they got off the plane, I have grave questions and reservations about that type of activity. I'm worried about it, and I don't like it. And I certainly am not looking at providing accommodation for anybody like that. And another thing I wish to add, just to be clear, I do not, in the past, at present, or have any intention, because I don't have anything there anyway, would be in Killarney, in case people think that I have anybody in Killarney. The people that I house in Killarney town are people who are on our Kerry County Council housing list. And I actually thought about that before coming on your programme, and every person that I would have in Killarney are on Kerry County Council's housing list. And hopefully they will get a house if Kerry County Council will build more houses, which is what we should be doing all the time.
Which is what you want to happen. Okay, Deputy Healy-Way, we'll leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us in the programme this morning.
You're welcome to ask me.
No problem. All right, Michael, thanks very much for talking to us. That's Deputy Michael Healy-Ray with his view on that situation, his declaration in his register of members' interest that he has a state contract for housing Ukrainian refugees in Tralee. If you have a view on that, on the issues around it, we want to hear from you on the programme. We'll have more from the Kerry College Mona Valley campus after we take these.
Kerry Today, live from the Kerry College Mona Valley campus in Tralee as part of their open week.
Spring has sprung. Woohoo! The whole world of tiles is jumping for joy with the World of Tiles Spring Madness Sale. Get up to 50% off all tiles, bathrooms and wood flooring at the Spring Madness Sale. Now on at World of Tiles The Mile High Tralee or worldoftiles.ie. Tiling your world.
Let's call out his name.
See Mike Denver in concert at the INEC Killarney on Saturday, March 4th with special guests Ronan Collins and Dominic Kerwin. Tickets from €35 available from the box office or ticketmaster.ie. Don't miss Mike Denver and guests live in concert at the INEC Killarney on Saturday, March 4th.
Kerry Today on Radio Kerry.
Brought to you in association with KWD Recycling. Collecting waste and recycling at your door.
The finest trad musicians, singers and dancers are set to gather under one roof from February 22nd to 26th at the Glen Eagle Hotel for the Gathering Festival of Music and Arts. This year's event includes a brand new late night festival club, concerts, ceilidhs, family shows, workshops and much more. View the full lineup at thegathering.ie. All under one roof. Sure, where else would you get it?
The adrenaline rush of live racing at Kingdom Greyhound Stadium has everything. It's a great way to spend a night out with family and friends. Or make a whole night of it by booking a delicious dining package and enjoy panoramic views of racing from the comfort of their restaurant. Racing every week, which now includes Thursday, March 16th, gates open from 6:30. Race nights and packages now available on www.kingdomgreyhoundstadium.ie.
Here at Radio Kerry, we want to say thank you for listening.
We really appreciate all of you tuning in, and that's why over the next 2 weeks, we want to reward our listeners with some cash.
Every morning, tune in to find out what the nominated Song of the Day is.
When you hear that song played in full sometime across the day, simply enter by text, call or WhatsApp for a chance to win €100 and an Alexa smart speaker.
Then at the end of the week, we'll have a bonus draw for everyone who entered over the last 7 days for a chance to win €500.
It's our way of saying thank you for making Radio Kerry the most listened to station in the kingdom.
Text your comments to 083 300 3300.
Yeah, keep your comments and views coming into us.